This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 2nd of July, 2019.
Open forum. I had one thing that I was going to bring up, actually in highways, but it was brought to my attention by a parishioner today, which was the parking on the junction on the North Hewish Lane. Mm-hmm. We have had issues with it before, but I think this is new. And I have identified it myself. I mean, it is, not only is it illegal, which we know anyway, but a couple of times it has been absolutely dangerous. I mean,
almost over the line.
Well, on one occasion I had to pull right out across the middle of the road to see
traffic
coming up. Yeah, bad enough at the best of times.
So my recollection is, and I can't remember quite what we did before, I have a feeling we wrote to the people involved. I mean, essentially, it's a police matter. Yeah.
But I think the police don't know.
It's not blocking anything, is it?
Well, no, but you're not supposed to park within 15 metres of junction.
Yeah. But the last time we took it to the police, they said that they need to catch people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And as they don't come to Edward anymore, that's a bit difficult. Mm. But
I think you can report it to highways,
you could write to.
I think in the daytime, it's difficult to get the police to do
who
much.
Who I think we're talking about.
Well, I know who it is, because it's the people that live in Hollymount Cottage.
Yes, Anthony.
And also, who I don't know, and also people who live
Church Cottage. The Roberts. So you could, they could be written to, couldn't
we
you?
Could write
I think you would be sensible, because it is dangerous. And it will certainly cause an accident.
Yes.
If we could just put a letter to say that it's been brought up in front of the council.
Yep.
Concerns have been raised about illegal parking.
So it's Hollymount and...
I can give you names.
Church House.
I'll give you names.
I'll happily...
If we can do that, because I think it is important.
I don't know the names of people in Hollymount.
You know, I'm not one to be given to hysteria about these sort of things, but actually, even I think it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
It is. No question.
Mm-hmm. So if we could do that, do it on behalf of the council or on my behalf, you know. So that was what was brought up to me today, and we don't need to bring that up in highways now.
I have a couple of things. One is from a parishioner saying to whoever was responsible for it, thank you very much for the notice board that's now completed with its frame up at Cobley Walk.
And that will be coming up.
That's coming up, but it's a big thank you anyway to say how very nice.
We're going to improve on it, but...
And the other thing is, and I'm sorry Rob isn't here because he went to have a look, at Charford Barn, which was developed some time ago, there is a skateboard park, virtually, which... the neighbours are very disturbed by. There are lots of children, and it's in their sight, if you know what I mean. It's huge.
We could refer it to planning and see whether that has to be permitted development. Whether
I think probably that would be... I promised I'd bring it up, because
well,
the neighbours are very concerned.
And get their opinion on
there are children playing on it until after midnight and this sort of thing.
Which isn't fair, is it?
Not really.
But having trouble with things like that, it's a nuisance, it's a noise nuisance. But if you try and go down the noise nuisance route, it won't be noisy enough.
No, it won't be, because they'll do a sort of decibel reading or something, won't they?
I'll contact.
But if you could, see if that's permitted. I know Rob's been to look at it.
My suspicion is it may not be a significant enough thing to bother the planning people, but I don't know.
But we have to be seen to be doing something.
Yeah, I think it's the same. They've asked me to bring it in.
Yeah, if you talk to planning first, if you don't get anywhere, give me a call. Excellent. And I'll see what I can do. Yeah. So where's Charford Barn?
Charford Manor.
Yes.
If you go to the Totnes Road
Charford Manor. Yeah.
It's the next one.
Oh, where the farmhouse.
No, not as far as the farmhouse.
Between the manor and the farm. I can remember the manor. I can remember where the farm, where the old farmhouse is.
Yeah.
But there's a barn in between. Isn't there? Yeah.
It's been developed.
That's a fairly recent conversion, isn't it?
Not so recent as you think.
It's probably 3 or 4 years.
Probably more than that, even.
Opposite Rose and...
They're a little bit further down,
forever.
A little bit on the
left.
I was
a young man when I first came.
Okay, but if
you... black hair, well, he stole it.
If you think there's enough, I can do, just give me a...
Thanks.
Let me know.
So open forum, anything else? Okay. Right, we'll get on to the meeting proper. Apologies for absence. Councillor Bell and Councillor Steer. Declarations of interest, I assume, as per...
I think if anything comes up about the play park and so on, it's easier, or the community hall, it's easier if I declare an interest.
So, could we agree that the minutes of the meeting held on the 4th of June are true record?
Yes.
Just to see, Barry. Here we are.
I don't think it was yours.
What are we doing here?
We have a second of the
session.
We might have some news from Council House Committee comes. I think we can leave that till then.
Okay.
How's the criminal activity?
I don't believe we've heard any.
No, I haven't heard
anything. So maybe the person that chased them off from Coombarn did the job. Maybe my three double padlocks have done the job.
The warning about it on the social media was shared several thousand times.
Was it really? That's good. Unless it was one person doing it 3,000 times.
The permissive footpath fence still hasn't been repaired, but I have been in contact with Pentland First Port, who tell me that they have asked someone to do it, one of their staff, and they're going to chase it up because they feel that it should be done. So it is... It's receiving attention anyway.
Okay.
Oh, there's two there. Here's mine. Oh, right. And David's.
Is that the last one?
Right. Is there anything else that...
arising. Fibrillator we talked about last week.
Sir?
We talked about the fibrillator last week, didn't we?
That'll come up anyway, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So that's matters arising. Councillor Hosking will be along, I guess.
He's probably up a hole at the moment.
Yeah. If I could invite District Councillor now to this report.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Not a huge amount this month, a few things. Talking of planning, Southend was saying. Work continues to look at how they can improve performance. And following training with the planning officers and the supporting specialists and case managers, we will be implementing this in July. We hope this will speed up planning decisions and reduce the number of cases planning specialists are dealing with at any one time.
Do we know how they're going to do it? Just sort of release, not worry about them?
No, just as they're going to try, they're looking at how to improve, but I don't know how they're going to do it.
Just pass it.
Right.
So,
watch
this space and see what happens, but the intention is to speed up the turnaround time. I think it's to try and reduce the number of cases that each officer is dealing with at one time.
Just let them go.
Because I think it's some stages they're running around chasing their tails, trying to catch up with all the jobs they have to do.
Actually, can I say that I did contact planning on Thursday this week, and I had an answer back from them on Friday.
Good Lord.
Monday.
Oh, no, Monday, sorry.
Monday, well, that was the 1st of July, you see, that's the new...
I thought it was pretty
that was good, good. Yeah. Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see if it holds true. Thank you. I went to the Community Safety Partnership meeting at Rattray a couple of weeks back, which I don't know if you know about the Community Safety Partnership.
We have had the odd little lessons.
Yes, it involves, for those who don't know, it involves the police, the probation service, Devon Social Services, Devon Youth Team, and South Hams, a number of organisations. It's a statutory thing that areas have to have with the aim of trying to... reduce the risk of crime and harm to people of all ages. So it's not aimed at just at young people. It's aimed at young offenders. It's aimed at young people who are vulnerable and young people who are being harmed. It's also aimed at anybody else in the community who is vulnerable. So we have talks about, and I won't bore you with the whole rundown, but we did have talks about dementia, for example, and the system by which Devon Cornwall Police are implementing a system where if there is somebody with dementia who's living at home and is prone or may wander off, there's a list of all the people, all the contacts for the police to contact inside the house. They're not allowed to keep it elsewhere because of data protection. But if someone's reported missing and they go to the house, then they have a list of people to contact. So it's something like that. It's also about exploitation of young people. It's about county lines of drugs and the exploitation of people there. It's about young people who are at risk of being sexually assaulted, either domestic abuse or outside. There was quite an interesting presentation about the problem they've had with gangs in Newton Abbot, which came as news to me, but there's been quite a big gang culture in Newton Abbot, which they are slowly getting on top of. One of the best initiatives that doing this has been to involve the parents, and we had a mum who a year ago would not have talked to the police, now very involved in sorting out where her children are and working with the authorities to try and she will then go and talk to the other parents. So they are trying to find other ways rather than just have police round people up. They find sort of more proactive and get the community involved. So we had things like that. We had so that was the parent support group, which is working between Devon and the parents to try and tackle this. In fact, it's received so much attention that a team from the Metropolitan Police are investigating how to tackle gang crime, flew down by helicopter to Newton Abbot to meet this lady.
Gosh. Police are quite strapped for cash, aren't they?
They are, but obviously they thought she was doing, I suppose, it's probably cheaper than going by train.
So. Oh, I know we get there for £30 return.
And quite an interesting piece about there's another Devon town where it's thought there is a group of vulnerable teenage children who are being sexually exploited. I won't say where it is, but it's not in the South Hand. But again, looking at ways they're trying to combat that. And one of the interesting things was that the police said that they are trying to increase the budget for neighbourhood policing. Mm. So you may see a police car, I don't know.
Oh, I did see two this afternoon. They were resting.
There you go, that's probably your rationale.
They were there.
They are hoping to see police car, you know, to see police in the area, in neighbourhoods more often. Now, this slightly contradicted what we were told by one of the other officers who was talking to us about the large amount of online crime, both fraud and sexual exploitation, all this sort of thing that's going on online. And he said, well, you've got to be acting where the biggest threat is, mm-hmm. and one of the biggest threats is online. So you may not be seeing officers, but a lot of the time spending their time online investigating the crimes there, which I can understand. That is where a lot of the growth in crime has come from, and also it does help them with intelligence and things like the county lines and drugs. So we had, on the one hand, the police saying, well, don't be surprised if you don't see anybody. Then we had another message saying we're going to get some more, and today on Spotlight I saw the assistant chief constable, I think, saying yes, it's important we get more officers out into the neighbourhoods. So we shall see which way they really want to go, but it would be good, I think, in general, if children grew up occasionally seeing a police officer and knowing they can talk to them.
Yeah.
Which I feel is quite important.
And also, I think just by having community policemen, they do actually hear what's going on the ground,
yes,
and they can report back, which
right,
is a far quicker way,
yeah,
of finding information.
Yeah. One other thing that came out was they do have a sort of counsellor advocate scheme. I've got to find out a bit more about this. There's a new inspector. Do you come out of Totnes for police?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we do.
There's a new inspector called Tom Blanchard at Totnes. There is something called the sort of counsellor advocate scheme, I understand, and I don't know enough about it, but in which district councillors can sort of sign up to have meetings with the police and then act as a link between communities and the police. So if that's possible, I'll be very happy to do that, and then I can
brilliant,
be more of a link
brilliant,
between you.
Excellent.
So if you'd like me to do that, I will try and do that.
Mm, that'd be brilliant.
Okay, and I think that was it for me.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that.
Obviously, Peter sends his apologies. He's at Holland and Barfastly West tonight, so
yeah,
we shall do turn and turn about, I expect.
Thank you very much. If you feel you need to bolt.
No, I shall. It's not a very long agenda, so I shall stop and enjoy myself.
We don't tend to go into the wee swire.
Well, Dean Pryor was half an hour last month, so I'm with
you.
Oh,
really? Right.
That's
the sort
of challenge I like.
As long as we finish before Love Island.
Gosh.
Okay, so.
Kill me now.
Moving swiftly on then. Planning.
Right, we've got three bits of planning, not two as on your agenda, I'm afraid. I missed one off somewhere. Solar Park at Moor. Oh no, I'll come back to that one because I've got another one on screen here. Coombehurst, North Hirsch, we deal with that first. You were alerted during the last week by...
That was very good. Yeah, I brought it.
Sorry, yes.
Yes, I got it.
The development of Coombe House. I chased this up with Seth Ham's planning. If I can get this thing to work. I did get a letter back from them, which was... come back. I'm not very good at this.
As a resume, am I right in my memory that they did put in planning... and then withdrew it.
Yeah, yes, July
right,
last year.
From that point on, we heard nothing.
It's devastating.
There was some suspicion at that stage that work had been already started.
It was visible that work had started on it at the time.
That's just put in context.
Right. Now, can you sent you all some pretty pennies. I think he sent it to me and I sent them on to you. I believe pictures of the development taking place at Coombe.
Very good.
So I wrote to development management that that's
what it
says. Yeah.
That's
a
big house, yeah.
They got back to me very quickly.
Right. Is this one in the same house?
Yeah. Mm.
They said, I've done a search with the postcode and can only find an invalid application since the one that was withdrawn has never gone forward. That was dated 6th August 2018,
right,
and it was a demolition of existing dormers, roof conversion and fenestration works, swimming pool outbuilding roof to be raised, and incorporated gym area over. So that was withdrawn,
mm-hmm,
and since then there's been no further application.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's fairly obvious from the pictures that Councillor Grevett. I'm going to tease me for missing name, aren't you? Sorry. Councillor Grevett sent on. It's obvious that they've gone ahead with the roof line of the place, if nothing else. My imagination is that they've probably done other things as well that
well,
we can't see.
Looking at that.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
But I remember last year that we actually wrote to them, and you'd mentioned quite a few things about the planning application.
We had objections at the time.
Mm. Yeah, but if you look on the web, there is absolutely nothing to mention about that letter that we sent in, because I think
it
was withdrawn
before.
Yeah, so they're going to lose that letter.
I think it was withdrawn to scotch the objections.
Mm,
well,
yes,
possibly so.
Anyway,
in the meantime, they'd gone ahead with it.
Yeah.
Would it be, with your approval, that I should send those photos on to Seth
I think
and
we must.
Say,
I think we must.
You've got to follow this up.
Can you send them to me as well?
Yeah,
and I'll talk to the planning as well.
Yeah. I think
it's
we must.
Extraordinary
it's
extraordinary roof.
Well, that's
it's
an amazing development.
We complained about the roof line.
It's dreadful.
Yeah.
In actual fact, I think that those photographs are even more startling than the original proposal.
Yeah, I think
the original proposal was.
When you see that,
we felt a bit over the top.
Toast
but actually, it's even bigger.
My feeling is it's probably a listed building as well.
I don't think it is.
No,
I'm not sure it is.
It ought to be a building of that quality.
Well, no, because it was very small to begin with.
It had been heavily altered
before.
Yeah. It's only two down to start with.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of disused.
Belonging to the Luscombes.
Whether that should be listed.
It's now
if you could send those to me tonight or tomorrow.
I'll send you with a copy of the letter.
I'll talk to
them. I think we must act on this because it's clear that. Somebody's
anyway, Stephanie Newman's quite happy to pick it up and done with it, so
fine.
We'll get her to.
Thank you.
So that's the first bit of planning. Second one, I think I gave you the detail, not details, so the application code or whatever for it. It's for work to be done at Pensum. Pensum, you remember we dealt with a couple of years ago when we all went up there.
The
old Now they seem that I think they're new owners now, and I think they want to add to what's already happened. And I don't know if you've had a chance to open it up and look at it, but it's quite a considerable amount of development they seem to be getting into there.
Can I say that by putting it on the internet, it is very difficult to compare two documents at the same time. Whereas when we had the paper before us, we could actually compare it. It's impossible, isn't it?
The only way to do it is to print it out.
Well, yes.
Which is a waste of paper.
If you each did that, it'd be an awful waste
of paper.
We used to get one set from planning and
we could all look at it.
I'm not too sure just what we can see from this, in all honesty.
No, I agree.
And we've got loads of pretty pictures of houses and different elevations.
Which one of these is this?
Pensum.
That's the orangery, I think.
The orangery seemed fairly reasonable. It didn't look as though much was, you know, just tidying it up more than anything else. But the barn, I just can't compare the two, I'm afraid.
Well, the agricultural barn was holding this collection of.
But this is the
barn.
That's
the one where the fishes 747.
That's the one.
You can move it in and live with it.
That's the extremely large.
But this is the small one.
Yeah. Well, the orange.
Don't know where it is.
From my memory of our site visit, was a little dilapidated, really. So, I mean, that part of it, I think, is.
Kind of out of keeping, really.
There is an oddity that the plan they've sent through has two different roof lines, which do not match up, which is unhelpful in the planning application. East elevation and north elevation show two different existing roof lines at different heights, which is not ideal for trying to compare the two.
I'm looking at the
elevation, the existing roof line is showing to be low.
How long have the new people been in there?
I
find it very
failed
difficult
to check how this varies from the one we considered last year.
Oh, here we are.
We considered similar plans before, did we not, for the orange range.
Yeah. And we had a look at that, didn't we?
I got from the Royal Responsible.
I thought we were
sure that we thought it was okay.
Yeah, I think we
did. There's some question about the joining of the orange range to the building.
Oh, yes.
Well, I think that's where we stopped that, didn't we?
Yeah, because you felt
the actual. Yeah, because it was fairly obvious that was just going to be access to the.
We did look at the barn, didn't we? Sure, we did.
We did. We looked at it.
Yeah. And it was dilapidated, definitely.
Yeah, and we also.
I don't quite know what they're going to do.
The one caveat we introduced was that the orangery shouldn't communicate with the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, you
can't do it.
It's on my computer, not on this anymore.
It seemed to me that looking at, there's still a gap of some, whether that's roofed in or not, I don't know.
So did they not finish? They never do the orangery?
No, I don't think they did.
No, they
seem. How long have the new people been in there?
12 months.
Right.
They seem to be joining the orangery on the
side. Oh, they do like that thing
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's four.
I think at the time you were concerned they might be trying to turn both parts into one residential
At least they're all living rooms.
Yes, though this is still going to be a
what's all this
in living room, living room, living room.
It's all living rooms.
Yeah.
A shower, a WC, and a log.
There's only
go with the
swimming pool,
isn't it?
Mm.
A little clear.
So there doesn't seem to be any.
I suppose actually, when you look at it, that is not consistent with trying to
bathroom, kitchen.
Amalgamate two buildings.
Living room again.
No, they're just using the space.
Mm.
And
it's very difficult to understand.
It is.
About.
Yeah, you can't see it on an.
I don't think you'd see it from anywhere.
It's impossible, actually. Rather than having the paper, you just can't compare anything.
I don't think you'd see the building from
anywhere. No, you wouldn't.
No,
no.
You can see it from Wealden if you've got a telescope.
And the time, and
you
can be bothered.
As you know, we have to come to a decision on this. Do we have any views?
Last time
I think we were okay with it.
Yeah, as long as we didn't join the.
But the only difference is at that time we said we didn't think that the orangery should communicate with the aircraft hangar. Looking at that, it looks like what they're doing between those two buildings isn't consistent to me in trying to join the two up into a dwelling. It looks like it's changing facilities for the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Which I think is acceptable.
I think that is as well. I think so.
Mm-hmm. What about the barn?
There's nothing to do with the barn.
No, the barn
is separate.
You mean the barn conversion?
The barn conversion as opposed to the aircraft hangar.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, last time we okayed it.
Yes, we did. I mean, it had been used by another family or children.
Yes, it was a bit dilapidated.
It was dilapidated.
It doesn't look as though they're extending it at all.
No,
it just looks as though they're redoing it.
The main modification to me is the style of the windows, which at the moment are timber windows, aren't they? And they're being replaced with metal.
Oh. Mm. Good luck to them.
So
well,
I
think
nobody can see it.
Yes, I think
it doesn't.
So,
does it fit in with their building controls ideas on old barns?
I would suggest, I would propose that we accept it as.
Mm-hmm. Okay with that?
Yeah, second note.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Right. And the final bit of planning is one that doesn't technically come under us.
It's just we're adjoining, isn't it?
Yes, an adjoining piece of land. There's a solar park development at Morley, and out of courtesy, I think they've asked us for our thoughts on it. Again, you should have had this come to you. It's another solar farm.
Yes, a solar farm that exists at the moment, isn't it? They are seeking to extend the.
Yeah, it exists already.
The planning commission on it.
Like they've got a picture of it. Marley Head,
they
had 20 years and they want to extend it to 25 or 25 to 30.
Yes, it's, I think it started off at 25, they wish to extend it to 40 years. So it was 25, if I remember rightly, 25 years from 2017, they want to extend it to 40 years from 2017. Seems a little bit premature to be requesting the extension, if I'm honest, since they've got quite a lot of years to run.
The thinking behind the Marley Head one was that the PV units are not deteriorating as fast as they were expected to.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had as much sunshine.
Oh, yeah. I have sun to...
It's June, so they don't...
Friday, yeah. Which is why they wanted to extend their life.
We haven't got much in the way of mapping or pictures of what's happening.
Is there anything to see at all? I didn't download it.
It's mainly just a written thing, and as you say, it seems to be an extension of what they've already got.
Are we required to give an opinion, or is it just for
our...
They
asked us if we would. But, we're not required to, as much as it's not our area. But I think they would like as much... feedback as they can get.
What's the general feeling down there, David?
It's already there.
Yeah, it's already existing. I mean, they're granting extensions to other ones. I can't see how they can really...
Yeah.
I mean, it just takes up more land, whatever
that's
the land is for. What's the land there at the moment? Pasture?
Oh, no, it's already there.
Yes.
It's a solar farm that's in existence.
Yes.
What they're doing is extending the
time
of that farm.
Yes. I mean, does it
not actually more panels
on a selfish parish base. It doesn't face this way, it faces south, so we don't see it from anywhere in the parish.
I think it sounds fine.
What are we allowed to do? I can't remember what we were allowed to.
Same as that, you can support, you can object, or you can have.
You're not allowed to abstain anymore.
You're not allowed to not object. I think either support or object.
I mean, I think. You know, they need more years to do it, and it's a good way of harnessing
or getting money.
Money.
I should think of are you saying support?
Yes, I should think support.
I imagine if it's acceptable in 25 years' time, it's acceptable in 26.
And others are being, and others are extending their time.
So that's,
I don't think it's going to be in 40 years' time.
Never know.
I don't know about 20.
This woman ever took.
Correspondence.
And then, therefore, you talk about just past the church. Point made by the
church.
This system of dealing with
Would
you like to
suppose if I think it was in likelihood of being revert to where we were before, but I don't see anything wrong.
Could we just comment how difficult
it
is?
Yes, I think it would be quite good to comment that we're finding it much more difficult.
I can send a comment to the authorities anyway and
tell them that. That's fair enough.
I mean, you can see about the waste of paper. I do understand that. But perhaps
by the same token, you know, if you're trying to make an informed decision.
Yeah, you can't.
It's difficult, isn't it? Right.
Correspondence.
Yeah, I think I've sent these just on to you. I'm a little bit bemused by that one. I don't think we need to do anything with it, but I think I need your...
Yeah, this is about... I've seen this as well, and it's quite relevant in the sense of what happened at Exeter Chief's car park there.
It's Travellers.
You must know about this.
Travellers.
Travellers moved on to Exeter Chief's car park.
All right.
And said that they would move if Exeter Chief's gave them £1,500. Because... it would cost £1,500 to get an enforcement notice because it's on private land.
Yeah.
And it would take a long time.
That's extortion.
and so that's what they said they'd do. They would move on if they gave them £1,500. And then a load of threats and one thing and another. Yeah. They actually then moved on, leaving a load of rubbish behind. One can only imagine. But evidently, I think this is sort of a fairly... common trick now that because if you're on private land, you can't be evicted without an enforcement notice, which then means that the landowner has to pay out. So they're using it as a form of extortion, obviously.
They do it all the time around Torbay, my brother.
So anyway, this I can't remember where I saw this. It might have been in the paper.
It was in the paper.
Quickly read it. Or?
It was in the Western Morning News.
Yeah, travellers in your area. As you encounter better weather, you can expect travellers shortly to be arriving in your area along with their caravans and pickup trucks. As the higher tier councils are looking to pass on responsibility for traveller removal to town and parish councils, we thought we should introduce ourselves. This is from Nigel Wills, Lead Enforcement Officer, Devon Investigations
Office. He's offering a service.
He's offering...
For less than £1,500, they'll get rid of it.
Presumably.
Yeah, £1,899,
I don't know what... validity this firm has. It's a private firm or what, but they are offering a service.
They claim to be a retired police.
Yeah, but we are Devon Investigators, a long-established and highly experienced team of enforcement officers, primarily ex-police, who specialise in traveller removal using common law. Using common law is a much faster and less expensive way of removing travellers from your land than using the protracted method of going to court, and yet is scrupulously within the law. Not only is using the courts expensive and time-consuming, but due to the extra time taken, there's unfortunately far more residue to clear up once the travellers have gone. If you're in a position in the future where you need someone to help in a tricky situation such as this, please give us a call. And it goes on to say that they will give a copy of their procedure.
I think we can keep that on file.
Keep it on file, I think, because...
Yeah. I didn't know that it was coming down to parish councils.
Well, it's not been mentioned by Southampton yet.
They're on the parish council land.
Well, we have the only
which
land
we've
got is the play park. So it would be difficult
to get the caravan in there.
We'll get too many caravans.
I don't think we need to reply to that.
No,
I've certainly not heard of any suggestion that.
I mean, things do drift far away from South Hams from time to time that we have to pick up.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, next one.
Correspondence.
We had an email from a lady who wrote to us last month concerning, I forgot what it concerned now.
It doesn't matter.
Let's find it. See, I'm getting bad. I'm not printing things out now, and then I can't find them when I want them. Oh, that's way after. You remember we had a note last month. Where on earth is it? Sorry about this.
When did this recent communication arrive?
This one's came a couple of days after the meeting. I wrote to the person concerned and we got a letter back. So it's going to be somewhere
here. You wrote on the 5th of June.
Yeah, there we are. Got it. Is it? No. Sorry, wrong one. Okay. I think in future I'm going to have to print these things out. It'll be far quicker.
It might be easier if you find them on your laptop.
Right. Maybe it's quicker on these things than I have. I did send it on to you actually when it did arrive. And it, well, hang on, I did print it out. I'm being stupid. I'm sorry.
It's ready.
That one.
Okay. Addressed to me. As you say, from a parishioner. And, yes, we had an email just literally after the election. Bring up various items.
That was the original email.
Yeah, largely about the British Hall project, with certain comments about the election and one thing and another. Tony replied under my signature, as it were. I think we can probably all remember the thrust of it. So
yeah. Well, we discussed it last meeting.
We did discuss it. Yes.
So anyway, this is the reply.
That was the.
Yeah, this is the reply. Yes?
Yeah.
And that's what we sent her. Yeah.
That's what we sent her.
Yes. Yeah. Which again, I think we all agreed at the last meeting. Dear Councillor Gable, thanks. Thank you for your response to my query. My query is in relation to the 106 land that the Parish Council owns, which is intended for a new village hall and play area, not a village hall.
I'm not too sure what she means by that.
Therefore, I have requested support from my parish council in this matter. Please, would the parish council make inquiries to Southampton District Council as to why the area of land, underlined, chosen was not adequate for village hall, and if they are able to support any action to remedy this error. I expect you could signpost this to our district council to pursue if you do not have time to contact them directly. I was informed that the funds I spoke about were being discussed with Councillor Sigurd Berith. It would be great to know the details if this discussion took place.
Right. No, the letter we'd sent then said that we have no knowledge whatsoever of the funds.
Many thanks for your help, kind regards. Well,
and I declared an interest.
Well, yeah. The fund side of it was nothing to do with the parish council.
No, that's right.
And the parish council hasn't been informed about the funds.
No, that's right.
And if I'm... Unless I'm being...
If they exist.
Unless I'm enormously thick, we don't own the land.
Is this the letter?
This is the letter back to us.
When was this received?
This was received
2 or 3 days after the last meeting.
6th of June.
It should have come round.
Yeah, you sent it round.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
What I feel with this, if you're obviously open to consider this yourselves, but my feeling is that she's dealing with a matter that involves Southampton District Council, not us. And our standard policy, as is printed on our agenda every time we send the agenda out, is that parishioners should raise matters of concern relevant to the work of the parish council. Matters concerning other bodies, such as Southampton District Council, should normally be referred directly to such bodies, and that the parish council will try to assist where difficulties arise.
Well, it does say in this email...
Well, she hasn't contacted them, has she?
Well, I
that's far as I can see.
I expect you could signpost this to our district council. Well, in a sense, consider yourself signposted.
Or do we ask her simply to contact?
Well, I think so.
Ask her to contact me or the council.
I mean,
because it really isn't our job.
We really have no jurisdiction on this.
Well, I think you're right.
And I mean, it wasn't up to us how much land was put aside.
Mm.
It wasn't up to us whether it was going to be appropriate. I mean, there was a feasibility study done, which didn't raise any objections at the time. It was only at the end of that process that the thing was decided was untenable. None of which really was our remit. So, I mean, much as...
Sorry, can I look at the cuff letter? I did not receive that from
the... I mean, I...
Thank you.
I don't feel we're in a position to do anything about it, frankly.
Should the emails to turn it on?
So is this 106 money from the new...
From the north, the Higher Moor estate. And 106 money provided, actually it didn't, but through the 106 agreement, land was made available for a play park and
alternative use, which was then decided upon. Right. Well, a community hall, I mentioned it, I was saying
Venge
Hall. They were always very clear to say it was a community hall.
Yeah.
And so it should be that, not a village hall, I think.
And the money was made available to pay for the play park equipment.
Right.
No, that was all part of the 106 agreement.
So the land was dedicated as part of the development, presumably? Or and incorporated into the 106?
Yeah,
and the 106 paid for the play
park equipment.
And was there any money left over after that?
No, there's
no money from the 106 to pay for a community hall.
No,
and is there enough land on the play park for a community hall?
No, there's not enough hall.
The sticking point was basically that for a community hall to be viable, in a rural environment, it had to be parking.
Yes,
there were some issues about access to the highway.
If I may speak as a member of that committee, of the Community Hall Project Committee. Yeah. The issue has been that we had an initial consultation with Devon Highways and Southam's planning, and during the course of that, the highways indicated that access to the site would be possible, although difficult, because of the narrowness of the lane, particularly regarding the size of access that would be needed for delivery vehicles and so forth. But the main issue has been that the policies in place would require parking for upwards of 30 cars, including disabled parking spaces, and there is insufficient space on that land for a hall and the 30 cars with sufficient access to the road. So I think the parishioner is asking for someone to find out why that land was set aside, apparently being with insufficient space for a hall and the parking that would be required in order for a hall to be put there.
There are problems here. I don't think any of the officers working at that time on the planning side still around. Are still around.
No.
So I don't know how you'd get an answer to that.
Wait, you could ask her to write to me and I will endeavour to find out what I can.
Yeah.
That would be very helpful.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
And there's another letter we've received from a parishioner, which...
Stop this
letter. A parishioner who is a South Brent parish councillor.
Yeah.
And this parishioner has objected to... comments that were made during the last meeting by one of our councillors.
Right.
Now, I have contacted the councillor concerned, and he has said that he wishes it to be quite clear that the comments he made were his own thoughts, not the thoughts of the parish council, and also he had no intention of causing offence to anyone when he uttered those thoughts. And he apologises should anyone feel offended by them. Now, I don't think there's much else we can do with that.
If it relates to an individual and the individual has responded to the complaint, I don't think it's incumbent upon us as a parish council to become involved.
Well, I think the person concerned asked that we should record the matter in the minutes, as it happened at the meeting, and obviously this information is going to be recorded thing.
Well,
so I think
she's asked for that councillor to make an apology
on record, which is...
Yeah. So I think if I can record what the councillor concerned has said, it should suffice.
Well, I don't think any of us can comment, really.
Well there's no one here involved anyway.
No. Okay. But
anyway. So that was that one. Just a couple of reminders for the rest of the correspondence. Register of interest. I won't look at anyone directly, but all registers of interest, council register of interest, should have been registered by now. And there are two places to register them nowadays. The first one is at South Hams, and the second one is on our own website. Now, my understanding is once parish councils register all of their interest of parish councillors on their own website, that they will then be removed from South Hams District Council's registry or whatever, and the reference there will be made that people wanting to see registers of interest of individual councillors can refer to the parish council website. So I would ask that you expedite that if you haven't already done it, please. Obviously,
I sent mine direct to South Hams.
Yes, but it needs to be sent also to our
webmaster.
What we call our web
team.
Web team.
They've got my copy at South Hams.
Yeah, they've got mine at South Hams.
Could everyone, each of the councillors, please then look at the existing register of interest under each of your names on the website as it stands and let me know what changes need to be made to it to make sure it is up to date, please.
Okay.
I think if you just have found one of them, they simply want to drop the ones on the parish council site.
And if there are no changes required, please just drop me an email saying no change required, and that'll be fine. But if you could let me know what changes need to be made, I will update our website accordingly. That would be very helpful.
Right, I think that's all the correspondence. You have received odd little bits of information.
There was some from Tristram about the telephone box.
Yes, sorry.
Is that under correspondence or something else?
I think you've come into correspondence, seeing you wrote to everyone.
So, yes, you asked me to look into that, didn't you? We discussed defibrillator at the last meeting, and you asked me to look into the scheme for converting telephone boxes to defibrillators. And I spoke to a very useful person at the Community Heartbeat Trust, who specialise in conversion of telephone boxes to defibrillators. And they said that as long as a telephone box still has its power supply connected, which I believe that the one in North Hewish does, even though the light bulb, the light itself is blue ages ago, the telephone itself seems to be in full working order, which suggests that the power is connected. Because they don't draw the power from the line on those boxes. They said that there are a number of different options that might be possible. Obviously, it all comes under the British BT's Adopt a Kiosk scheme, the principle being that someone adopts the kiosk for a nominal pound. That could either be the parish council or it could be the Community Heartbeat Trust under a separate scheme. So once the box is adopted, then obviously you need defibrillator equipment to be installed. We could adopt the kiosk, buy equipment, install it ourselves, which would probably cost in the region of £1,500 plus VAT plus installation in a kiosk, which is probably roughly the same cost as installing it on a wall somewhere. Or if the parish council adopted the kiosk, we could take equipment from the Community Heartbeat Trust as a managed solution, which would mean they would retain ownership of the defibrillator equipment, insure it, and work with BT to continue to supply the electricity under BT's existing arrangements with the power company. Or we could contract the Community Heartbeat Trust to adopt the kiosk, install the equipment and insure it, which would cost about £1,500. The difference to us really is that if we purchase the equipment outright, we would have to pay VAT on defibrillator equipment. If we took a managed solution with Community Heartbeat Trust, we would not pay VAT on the equipment, but they would retain the ownership of the equipment.
and there would be initial period of time with which we have an agreement with them, which could be renewed from time to time. That is obviously one way of doing it. The advantage of using a telephone kiosk over having it installed somewhere else separately is that because of the cost of BT of disconnecting telephone boxes from the power supply, they are happy to continue supplying, paying for the £18 a year I think they pay to the power company to supply electricity to a telephone box. And they are supplying power to defibrillators initially for 7 years, but renewable after that. And obviously that is possibly easier for us than trying to find a site somewhere in the village where we can obtain a power supply.
On the face of it, having a sort of contractual agreement with the Heartbeat Trust sounds like a good
plan. It does. It sounds the best plan, really.
I think the only thing that occurs to me is that we probably need to reinvestigate the issue that we came up against before, which is the telephone boxes on private land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when previously we made an attempt to go down this route, the landowner, I mean, I'm only speaking from memory, so I may be wrong. The landowner wanted to have the whole thing settled by lawyers.
Mm. Yeah.
I think land agents were involved.
Yeah. That's right.
At that stage, even the process of negotiation was going to cost about £1,500 before, you know, they even gave us the go-ahead.
Mm.
Obviously, if we had a free hand to just put, to enter into the agreement, the agreement makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Whether it is worth trying to contact the owner of the land again, I don't know.
They do have a new agent now. Which is
Do what?
They have a different agent now.
This is the Hawes, isn't it?
Yeah. Pally Trust.
Whether it would be worth revisiting that, because, I mean,
there's nothing lost.
No, because presumably the Heartbeat Trust?
Community Heartbeat Trust.
Could maybe start doing the negotiations themselves.
Mm.
Probably better than us.
Yeah.
Well, they presumably are a bigger organisation than we are.
Mm. They are almost certainly a larger organisation.
Most
things are, exactly that. I don't think they're necessarily a very large organisation. But
they could have more clout.
They may have more knowledge in this particular area.
Throw the other little spam in the works. There's still a working phone in that box.
There is, yes.
Hmm.
How are the inhabitants of the village going to feel about
on the basis that there was only one phone call made 2 years ago, they'd probably be more keen to have a defibrillator. They seem to be hopping up and down on one leg wanting one.
I think
that what uses is a Greenex at the moment.
I think that the installation of the new mobile telephone mast in North Hewish will have reduced the necessity for a telephone box in North Hewish.
And I mean, they want a defibrillator, they clearly don't want a telephone.
I mean, it's perfectly possible to install an emergency telephone in a box alongside the community
hospital. Help out, you work this thing.
Are also, also capable of doing so,
yeah.
At an additional cost of installing ironically, mobile telephone. Mobile network supported emergency telephone.
Which we can't get a signal.
In North Hewish, I believe you probably can.
Oh, can you? Oh, right.
That's a great area.
Yeah.
So it might be possible to have emergency telephone.
How easy would
it
be to find the details of our past negotiations with the landowner? It goes back a long way.
It'll be in a minute somewhere.
I mean, if there is any attempt is made to adopt the telephone box, British Telecom posts a notice, and there is a 90-day period for objections to it.
Okay.
I don't know whether that has a bearing on it. It may be a situation where it might be worth us attempting to start this process sooner rather than later, because there is always the chance that BT could come along and whip it out and make sure that at any time.
Sure.
Or we look at other areas where a defibrillator might be installed.
We did have a suggestion that if you put on the telegraph pole.
I cannot find any precedent for defibrillators to be mounted on lampposts, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, what do we do? Do we hand it over to Community Heartbeat Trust for them to start the process? Do we start the process?
I think we've got to find out whether it's going to be viable first before we hand it over to the community.
We need to ask
the landowner.
You've got the details, presumably, of
a new agent, someone. Calling his name now, I'm trying to think.
Could we start an informal investigation then?
Yeah.
That would seem the obvious. If we can find the agent, float the idea, appeal to...
And say what it's going to be used for.
At least some of his better nature.
I think if we can specifically focus on the idea of it being used as a defibrillator, which the community has particularly requested, rather than just rather than general, we're interested in adopting it.
Sure. I think that's the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
The other thing would be finance, then, but that's something we'll face.
Presumably,
get out of the box, and we can then move forward with the
Because, we have put out feelers for funding, and tentative offers have been made that would cover the cost. So we have started that process. So I think if we could approach the agent and say, this is what we would like to do.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah.
And then we'll know whether we're whistling the wind or not.
Mm.
Good.
Right, fine.
Excellent.
That's progress.
Financial matters. Fairly quickly on this, we had a massive income of 35p last month. Expenditure that was recorded last month was the insurance of £353.66. Mr. Widdicombe, £24, and the defibrillator pad, £66. So our total expenditure last month was £443.66, which means we have a balance of £7,944.74 in the account at the moment. We do have one bill, but this one hopefully will eventually be covered by Devon County, because I think we already had a promise of it from
Sure.
This is for the Cobbley Walk.
Cobbley Walk sign, make new information board, varnish and fit, reinforce legs to stand, total labour materials, grand total £180.
Yes, we had an initial estimate of around the £100 mark on that, but that was before
the legs fell off.
I think, bearing in mind the work he's done on that,
it's
incredibly good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
And as a parishioner said, if you recall that.
Sorry?
As a parishioner said,
yes,
it was a lovely job.
Yes.
And wanted to say thank you.
That, certainly, yeah. We have recorded it.
Yeah.
So would it be sensible to rubber stamp this and then try and recoup the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we have a David
and I'm just wondering how long it would take to recoup the money, and the poor man will be.
Oh no! Well, we can pay.
We
it
can
first.
Pay it. And
oh,
then
okay.
We'll recoup the money from
promissories.
Now, while we're talking about this, and I'm assuming Councillor Hoskins will arrive sooner or later, right? There is an additional input here that you might want to consider, and I think we can persuade him to pick it up anyway. The interpretation plaque or whatever that's there, I don't know if any of you have been to have a look at it, but it is well past its best. It's been in a desperate state. I've been in touch with the AONB people who put that one in, and they've still got all of the stencils or whatever they used to make that. And they could knock out another one for around the £100 mark. It shouldn't be anything much more than £100. Now, I think we could probably persuade Councillor Hoskins to lump the whole lot together and do the rebuilding and the replacing of the plaque. But whether or not he does, I would like to suggest to you that we do need the plaque.
Yes,
it's
very nice.
Well, I think it's something that we've been kicking around for so long. I think.
So would you like me to order up the...
I think we should. Because it is for the community, and
it's not the end of the world.
No, it's only £100 anyway. But it could well be we'll get that back. And could I have your permission to do this by back transfer, please? Because
saves
all the nonsense of sending checks. Right. I think that's it as far as. Oh no, there's one other thing. I was whispering earlier.
Yes.
Grant, Church Council.
Yes.
Well, I can't close it, you can.
that comes up now.
Concept finance.
Yes, okay. I'm reminded that We are sitting in the vestry of the church, and traditionally we have made a contribution for the privilege.
I'm about to remove myself into church, am I?
I think we call this a donation. You can close your eyes and your ears for now.
It's
been standard practice for 20 years. It doesn't always change.
I won't say anything. I won't take
part. I'd like to invite a proposal that we continue the arrangement of making a donation for the privilege.
A second
one.
And the same amount as before?
Yeah, I would propose to do the same amount as before.
Yeah, fine. You can come back now.
Thank you very much. I can't remember.
It's been absolutely standard.
Yes, it's fine.
Right, that's finance done.
Our real money we make on letting to the vestry for the elections.
So the more elections, the better.
That may not be an entirely popular proposal at the moment.
I've had two or three within 6 months.
Bonus, yeah.
We've had two this year already.
How much have we got to pay for that?
I don't know yet. We haven't had a bill for it. So how's all that bill
soon? That's a lot of our precept on, isn't
next
it?
Year's precept rather than this one. Well, it always has in the past.
Okay. Highway matters.
Right, one bit of highway to note, and I'm sure you must have noticed it yourselves, the pay park safety signs have gone up and are happily slowing traffic down as it approaches. It was an updating of the original sign, which has happened. And
the sign which had become obscured.
Yes.
Anyway, I have written written to the highways officer concerned and I'll give him my thanks for carrying it out. Please God, it will slow traffic down along there.
On the subject of the play park, I did the June inspection and everything seemed to be working okay.
Good.
I shall do the July one. I shall do the July one, then I shall hand the mantle over to the next person in the alphabet, Tristan.
No, T's long way down the alphabet.
You can't get away with that.
All I did is I tightened up some screws. It was very
on the gate.
Yes.
Again, I'd like a penny for every time I've turned those screws.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, they slammed
the gate. Maybe longer screws in July, perhaps. I may address myself to that. I'm expecting
the other side of the wood.
Yeah, and then they'll become a
hazard. Yes.
Items for future meetings. Well, there we are.
Just in time.
Nearly escaped.
Just 10 items for future meetings.
Nearly finished. Just going to declare it closed.
I haven't got a lot to say. It's
I invite County Councillor Hosking to give us his report and thank you for scampering along and getting here.
Thank you very much. I do have just one or two things, I think, somewhere. That's what we're up here. Just a comment to you. It's really just a case of saying that I've reported the condition of Pennystone Lane.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we will report back in due course, having had an inspection. Road markings, photographs have they happened?
You weren't here, it was Rob, wasn't it? The councillor concerned isn't here at the moment.
Okay.
I'll chase it up.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Councillor Steele that's going to do that. Although they were up at North Hewish.
Okay, lovely. And the only thing to mention very briefly is that I have joined a local enterprise partnership scrutiny committee. If anyone has any burning issues, and you will know if you have, about how they spent their money over the last 3 years, then I'd be very pleased to hear about it.
Could I ask a question? Did anything happen in terms of asking highways to look at the speed of traffic through North Hewish?
Okay, that I think is with Nick.
Handed on to Nick, and
yeah, it's definitely been reported to him.
Right.
And he was liaising with you with regard to a location?
Well, I've been away on holiday, so it could be he's not managed to get there.
Okay.
It's just that I've had the concerned parishioner contact me while I was deep down in Spain. I'll say it's in hand.
Jolly good. In person.
One thing that the Community Safety Forum and the police mentioned was the speed watch volunteers who could be issued with a speed gun. They can't prosecute someone, but they can pass information on regular offenders to the police who will then speak to them.
What did you call them? Their speed watch.
They can be issued with a speed gun.
So I could refer straight back to the person concerned who's contacting
you. Yes.
And who would she contact?
The police traffic department, I imagine.
I will hand that back.
Oh, yeah.
But
are these
the easiest thing to do, actually.
No, these are volunteers in one community.
Yeah. Right.
And there'll be two or three of them who will be issued with a speed gun from time to time and can sit by the side of the road. A, it acts as a deterrent because you just seeing somebody with a speed gun, I mean, they have to be trained, I imagine, as to where it's safe to be and not safe to be, and how they operate it, etc. But then they can note down the numbers of, and presumably record offending vehicles. As I say, they can't be used for prosecution, but they can be used to, the information can be used to feed back to the police, who can speak to the owners of vehicles if there's repeat offenders.
I'll be able to hand out awards for anybody that manages to get 40 miles an hour through. Anybody that could,
Could you leave that with me for a moment?
But this particular item?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, I'll try and find out what Nick Colton
is or is not prepared to do.
Yeah. I mean, there are other ways of actually collecting this data, one of which is one of these flashing 30 mile an hour speed signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that last time.
Because they record both the speed and the number of vehicles.
I'll simply tell the person concerned it's in hand.
Yeah.
And if necessary, we could go back to the other idea.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Super.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Were you going to bring up the subject of finance for the signing?
Oh, yes, sorry, yes, I've forgotten. We've had the board, the Cobbley Walk. And it's got the wrong name on it. I'll see if I can get them to correct that. The Cobbley Walk board the mountings have been repaired, and we are in a position now to order up a new panel to go on top of the mountings.
Yeah.
We were going to ask you if you could use your location, locality funding.
I already have that in the list.
It'll be about £280 to £300, something like that.
Can you remember whether you filled out an application form?
Is that form?
It looks a bit like that, yeah.
I'll get that done before we leave here this evening.
But it's a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. I'm
going to say a form could never just be one page.
Yeah, well, at least that, yeah. There are three or four pages from memory. But yes, it is that. And that's great. And if you could email me that back.
Are you in a rush to go home this evening? It can't come from me, it's got to come from you.
Right, yeah. Well, presumably we can scan and send, can't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you fill this up.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Then I can scan it. I'm not worried about the scanning and sending, I'm more concerned about getting your name on it.
Okay, fine.
Good. Yes, be very happy to help.
Smashing, thanks.
Good.
Okay. Good job.
It's gone quiet.
Yeah.
Well, there was some other one you mentioned earlier, but we'll let you escape before we mention that. We'll catch you to that next time.
The
other one, I think, is probably going to be...
I just have a question, I don't know if it was highways.
It was remember the last meeting was mentioned the Gara Bridge was struck by a vehicle and ran its way across it was too wide. There's no width restriction on that bridge. There is a weight restriction and a length restriction, but there's no width restriction on it.
That may well be the case. That the bridge is being looked at, and what we can do to prevent future damage is also being looked at the moment. We have two potential solutions, one of which is hard infrastructure, which will be bollards located on either side of the bridge that mean that vehicles that potentially damage it can't get through them. And the second one is to use a CCTV system whereby we will if people do damage it, pursue them for the cost of the damage and repair. Mm. So no decisions have been made between those two at the moment, but that is in hand. Mm. In terms of width and height, there's a funny thing about highways, and I think you can only have one or the other. although, just occasionally, I think Nick sneaks the odd illegal sign out, because it makes sense to do so.
Fair enough. It makes sense. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if there was such a regulation. But there isn't actually anything to indicate what the bridge is.
Yes, absolutely. Good point. I'll certainly bring that up in conversation. I'm pretty sure that's the case. So. Good. Lovely. That's it.
Thank you very much.
You'll see you again soon.
You'll have an email in tomorrow's box.
Super.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good job. Oh, dear.
Yes.
Very nice.
Items for future meetings, I suppose we may be readdressing.
Be forewarned.
North Hewish telephone kiosk, yes, stroke, defibrillator. Anything else? No?
Whatever comes up in next.
Next meeting is penciled in for 27th of August.
Is that all right? It's a week earlier than normal.
Another gadding about.
Shouldn't it be the first week of August? We've already missed one meeting earlier in the year. If you remember, we spaced meetings earlier in the year.
Yeah, but traditionally we never have one in August.
Yeah, presumably we need to therefore have a meeting in August to make up.
You don't have to have.
There's no minimum number of meetings. You could, in fact, reduce the number of meetings.
I thought it was the end of the year or something.
You could have 2 months if you want.
There are parish councils that have as few as 6 meetings a year. It depends on
less.
I mean, it's something that really parish councils decide on according to the need of the parish.
Looks fine anyway.
So can we agree to 27th of August?
27th.
Yeah.
My apologies, I'm away that week. We'll let Peter know. Obviously, if he's around, he'll also have whole. Oh, I don't suppose there'll be meeting in August, so he might have to come.
Yeah.
I'll let Peter know.
Thank you.
27th, 7:30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good. Just